guys. Welcome back to Typically Peachy. How's everybody doing? Happy Thursday, if it's Thursday for you. I am doing altogether all right, I would say. Pretty much just all right, not fantastic. Unfortunately, there was some really sad news in my family this past weekend, so had to fly home for all that. Very, very short trip in and out, but that's what happens. That's life, so we're making it through. Not gonna harp on the sad because this is a safe place for me too, to feel happy and excited and good. So that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna continue with positivity here. What's new with me aside from that, this weekend and the end of last week had some really fun elements to it. Last Thursday was the draft, well, the first day of the draft, which is the one that we primarily cared about. We did watch a bit on Friday and Saturday too. But we were very excited for Thursday, watched the draft, got a pizza, made a night of it. We'll talk about some news coming out of the draft a bit later. But what else? This weekend, oh, like I mentioned last week, me and my boyfriend, we're going to go to Pickle Fest. We did go. We had a really great time. So many different pickle foods. We had pickle pizza. We had pickle nachos. What else did we have? We had a pickleback, we had a pickle beer, we just had normal fried pickles, we had pickle on a stick. There was a lot of pickle foods, and it was sort of like a bar crawl. Each bar in the area had different pickled things. It was really fun, something very new and different, but definitely up our alley. And then Sunday, what did we do Sunday? Honestly, nothing. We kind of just chilled hardcore. We needed some time to just recoup and also get ready for this week ahead because plans were changing a bit. So very glad I had the full day for that. And then into this week, just making it through day by day. It's definitely been a bit stressful over here. So if you're feeling that at all this week, I get you. I feel you. Hopefully that feeling doesn't last too long. And for me personally, there's actually a lot to look forward to. Because tomorrow is me and my boyfriend's anniversary. I'm very excited. We're going to keep it pretty low-key this year. All things considered that a lot is going on right now. But I'm excited nonetheless. We'll probably just go out to dinner tomorrow. And then on Saturday, we have kind of fancier reservations for dinner. And I think we're each going to pick like one thing that we want to do. And we'll do that on Saturday. So I'm excited for that. And I'm excited to get into the rest of this episode. So let's get right to it. First up for what's hot is that draft news that I was talking about. I kind of want to just go on ESPN.com and go through some of the first round draft picks. And here's the thing. I do watch the draft pretty much every year. I just think that it's fun. And it's not because I am this huge NFL fan. I mean, I do like football. I think it's really fun to watch, to be a fan, the whole thing. But more than anything, why I love the draft so much is because you're literally watching people's dreams come true in real time. It's so emotional. The players are overcome with emotion, the families. I love seeing the conversation between the coach and the players, the call that's made right before they announce who gets drafted to the team. It's just all very romanticized for me. I love it so much. But this year in particular, I was very interested because the Vikings needed to draft a new quarterback. And I feel like getting a new quarterback specifically is just really fun. It's a fun position. Everybody loves a quarterback. There were so many teams this year too that needed quarterbacks. So I don't know, I feel like for this year, there were just more names that I knew ahead of time going into it. And the first name, the first overall draft pick, I was actually also very excited for, even though the Vikings did not have the first pick. But I was pretty sure, as most people were pretty sure, that Caleb Williams would be the first round draft pick. And he was. I'm a USC football fan. That's where I went to school. And I just think that he's so great. I loved what he did for the team. Even though we weren't the best of the best this past year, his first year playing for USC, it was like night and day. I feel like it got people so excited again. It got us put back into the conversation. So I really like him. I was interested to see where he would go. I was pretty sure that it was going to be the Bears, again, as everybody was pretty sure because they had the first round draft pick. And yes, he did go to the Bears, which means he's going to actually be living in the same city as us now. And you know, if the Vikings aren't going to get him, which would have been my dream, not a very realistic dream, but a dream nonetheless, but if they're not going to get him, the Bears probably are my second favorite team. Not because I live here now, but because my mom is from Chicago, so there's some allegiance there. But unfortunately, they are direct competitors of the Vikings, so that's kind of tricky. My boyfriend doesn't love that I support the Bears, but when the Vikings aren't playing, I don't really mind if the Bears win, as long as they're not winning significantly more than us, you know what I mean? But anyway, let's get into it. We're just going to go through these really, really quickly, and honestly, I'm probably going to stop once the Vikings pick happens, because that's kind of what I care about here. All right, so number one pick, like I said, Caleb Williams, quarterback, played for USC, drafted by the Chicago Bears. Second pick, Jaden Daniels, quarterback, played for LSU, drafted by the Washington Commanders. Third pick, Drake May, quarterback. See how many quarterbacks, guys? That's three in a row so far. He played for North Carolina, and he was drafted by the Patriots. Fourth pick, Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, played for Ohio State, drafted by the Arizona Cardinals. Fifth pick, Joe Alt, offensive tackle, played for Notre Dame, drafted by the LA Chargers. Sixth pick, Malik Nabers. He's a wide receiver, played for LSU, drafted by the New York Giants. Seventh pick, J.C. Latham, offensive tackle, played for Alabama, drafted by the Tennessee Titans. Number eight, Michael Penix Jr., quarterback, played for Washington, drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. That's an interesting one, too, that they drafted a quarterback because they just got Kirk Cousins, who used to be the Vikings quarterback. But I guess they wanted a new guy. Doesn't bode the best for Kirk Cousins, and apparently he was pissed about it, allegedly. Which, that's not surprising. It's kind of wild that they did that. Ninth pick, Rome Odunze, wide receiver, played for Washington, got drafted by the Chicago Bears. And finally, 10th pick, the last one that I'm going to read, because it's our new quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, played for Michigan, drafted by the Minnesota Vikings. I'm so excited about him. I'm very optimistic about it. Also, it seemed like he really wanted to be on our team, which I know these guys are probably just so happy to play and to be drafted, but it really is just so nice when that player is happy to play for that specific team that they're drafted to. Because it's a very real possibility that they're happy to play, but they would have rather been on a different team. But he has said that he's wanted to play for the Vikings. Also, like I said, those videos where they talk to the coach, on the phone, they were like, sorry that we made you wait, JJ. And he was like, I would have waited forever for you guys. That part of the video definitely made me tear up. Honestly, I was tearing up the whole draft. I told you guys, I just find this stuff so romantic. Getting to live out your dream. Such a small percentage of people play in the NFL. So to be able to be at this level in the game that you love so much, the thing that you've been working so hard for your entire life, it's incredible. I'm so happy for all of them and all their families. If you want to see everybody else that was drafted this year, you could go to ESPN.com. That's where I got this list from. So exciting, and I'm so pumped for this next season to start. I wish it was starting tomorrow, but we have to be patient. Still going to be a little while. All right, guys, that was the primary story for What's Hot. The other stories for What's Hot are more of just reminders. Two reminders. One, that, excuse my reach, my other podcast has an episode dropping tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. It's so good. I'm talking to a co-founder / chief product officer. Such a great conversation. You guys can listen to it on all major streaming platforms. That's the first PSA. And the next one is that the Met Gala 2024 is happening on Monday, the first Monday in May, of course. I love watching it, so I thought that I would give out that reminder to you guys in case you want to consume any of that content. Vogue should be doing their live stream. I'm excited to see all the looks, and I am sure that we will talk about it. Do a little bit of a recap next week. That's it for what's hot. Now let's get right into what's good. The first thing that I have this week is a beauty product. And I've had this for a little bit now, but I wanted to wait to recommend it to see if I really loved it. And I absolutely do. I feel like it's definitely worth it, and that's saying a lot because it is a bit on the pricier side. But I will say it's one of those very long-lasting products because it is an eyeshadow palette. The eyeshadow palette that I'm talking about is the Natasha Denona Glam Eyeshadow Palette. Like I said, definitely not the cheapest thing. It was $69. But I will say that why I love this palette so much is because it feels like an all-in-one. It has matte shades and it has like the more glitzy glam shades. So you can wear it for everyday use, some of those more matte neutrals. Or, of course, if you're going somewhere fancy, you need to dress it up, want something shimmery, they have that within this palette too. And that was one of the most annoying things for me previously. Every time I would go out of town, I would travel with two eyeshadow palettes because I had one eyeshadow palette that had matte shades, and then I had another one that had more of the glam looks. So I felt like if I was ever going to go out or something, I wanted more of the glam. And I never really knew ahead of time what the plan was going to be, so I always ended up bringing both. And I used both, too. But at a certain point, I was like, okay, this is taking up too much space every single time, and it's honestly just annoying to have to carry around two. So I invested in a new one, all in one. I looked up reviews for this one, and it had a lot of great reviews. I liked the size of it, the colors, good pigmentation, in my opinion. I just really like it so far, so if you are in need of a new eyeshadow palette, more of an all-in-one type of thing, I would definitely recommend it. And then I also got a new eyeshadow brush. I got the Makeup by Mario E6 dual-ended eyeshadow brush. This one I really like because it is dual-ended. There's more of an overall brush on one side, and then sort of a smaller, detailed brush on the other side. So as you can tell, I'm really liking things right now that I don't have to carry multiple products. I don't want to have to travel with two brushes. I don't want to have to travel with two palettes. I just want it to be easy, simple. So that's what we got here. And I purchased both of these at Sephora. So feel free to check them out if you are in need. All right, guys. And last up for what's good is a song. One that I've been loving for a while and I keep kind of forgetting to recommend it. So here you go. It is called Scared to Start by Michael Marchese. As always, you can find it on our playlist, Typically Peachy, What's Good, on Spotify. And now, let's get into Need to Know Basis. Like I told you guys at the top of this episode, me and my boyfriend's anniversary is tomorrow. So of course, I was thinking about that. That's something that's been on my mind. So first of all, shout out to him. Happy anniversary. I love life with you. It's so, so fun. But yeah, when I was thinking about the fact that I wanted to share that with you guys, and I've shared bits and pieces of relationship advice and things like that on this podcast, but one thing that I was thinking about, and to be very honest with you, it sort of had to do with the fact that the draft just happened. The idea of picking a player that's going to be best for the team, best for the franchise, all of that, I was sort of thinking about how that, picking a player, ties into real life. Real life outside of the NFL, outside of any kind of sport, just picking somebody for your life. Because your partner, whoever that ends up being, it's so important. It literally dictates so much of your life. Obviously, you are an individual, but picking a partner, picking somebody to be with day in, day out, it's so important to so many aspects of your life. And I was thinking about the fact that I feel like so many people that are within the dating pool currently, it seems like a lot of the thought, and I want to preface this by saying this is very general, but it does feel like a lot of time, people tend to care more about being picked rather than picking. And I just want to touch on how important the other end of that is. Of course, inherently, I think as humans, we want to be picked, we want to feel chosen, all that. I mean, even relating it back to the NFL, think of how good it probably feels to be picked by a team. They want you. It is a great feeling. It definitely is. But I think something that's so important to remember is that you are also doing the picking. It should always be a two-way street. And I know that that seems obvious, but I don't know. Sometimes I feel like we just get bogged down so often by wanting to feel chosen that we forget to play on the other side of that. And this even goes past romantic partnerships, I think. With friendships, too. And I think actually I have a problem with this sometimes. I'm always like, oh yeah, I will be friends with whoever. If we're vibing, if we're having a good time, I'm like, oh great, instant friends. But also sometimes I think about the fact, am I really understanding who this person is? Like maybe I shouldn't be pouring so much into the situation until I know that that's going to be equally returned. And it doesn't always have to be equal at all times. But I just mean that sometimes it's okay to be picky. It's okay to really evaluate if the people that you're bringing into your life are going to be really good for your life. And the thing about being picky, when I say that, I don't mean to identify every ick and then really only just focus on people that are quote perfect. Because nobody's perfect. And I think ick culture has maybe gone a little too far. Like I feel like people in today's day and age write people off pretty quickly. So that's not what I mean at all by being picky. I just mean identify the things that are super important to you, that you know you want, and don't wait to evaluate whether the person has that or not until they have decided to pick you. It's mutual. It should always be mutual. The things that I've picked that I really, really care about, at least in a partnership, I mean off the top of my head, the ones that I can think of, somebody that you can be completely your authentic self with. Somebody that brings out the kid in me, that I can feel safe with, that I can trust to plan life with, communicates well on differences, willing to work on it all, because we are all works in progress, life, situations, all of that is going to change throughout our lives, and hopefully our lives are long, hopefully the partnership is really long, so you got to try to think of the picks that you know you're always going to care about. The things that at your core, you know that you'll need. Because when you do pick that person, and they pick you too, it's the coolest thing ever. Because then you just get to do life with your best friend. And there's really nothing better than that. So that's my two cents on that. I'm incredibly grateful for who I have around me right now. Specifically too, when unexpected, sad or hard things happen in life, it's really nice to have people to lean on. So pick wisely, because truly it can make all the difference. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. I hope that you have an amazing rest of your week, a fantastic weekend. Spend some time with the people that you love. Say something nice to a stranger. Pick your player for this game called life. And don't forget to stay peachy, my friends.